At a press conference announcing his resignation today, Staton reviewed some of his accomplishments, including a $500 million fundraising campaign that has raised $213 million for the university to date. He also spoke about the Rural Prosperity Initiative.
Tried to bring together the resources of this university to address some of the key issues that are impacting rural North Carolina: healthcare disparities, education disparities, and economic disparities.
Staton's departure comes soon after UNC System President Margaret Spelling's last day and the resignation of UNC Chapel Hill's Chancellor Carol Folt. While Staton provided few specifics on what led to his departure, he says he did not initiate it.
This had been an ongoing process and discussion for several months. I do not recall the exact moment or time that it began.
Staton will receive his regular salary and benefits through his final day on June 30th. Additionally, he'll receive more than $500,000 in non-state funds by July 15th. ECU plans to have an interim chancellor in place after commencement on May 3rd. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.